Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Getting to the Bottom of It. I'm your host, Lizzie Jensen, and I'm excited to reintroduce my co-host, Max Porter.
Happy to be here, Lizzie. For those of you who may not know, I was one of the podcast co-hosts before Lizzie, and I'm so thrilled to be back.
It's great to have you back. So, Max, you know about that homeless encampment along Virginia Avenue between 20th and 21st Streets around Triangle Park, right?
I do. I pass it going to class all the time.
Well, it won't be there for long. This week's episode is all you need to know about district officials' plans to clear that encampment next month, something residents and Yannick Omichtin, the advisory neighborhood commissioner representing the encampment, told us that officials shouldn't move forward with. Okay, Max, tell me a little bit about the encampment clearing plans next month.
Sure, Lizzie. So around February, National Park Service officials posted notices on the perimeter of the encampment, stating that they would come in on May 15th to clear the tents and fence off the area considered to be federal property. The D.C. Office of the Deputy Mayor for Health and Human Services posted similar notices earlier this month, notifying residents and community members that they would clear tents on D.C. land at the same time. The reason NPS and district officials gave: park improvement ahead of the 250th anniversary of the United States independence on July 4th, 2026.
Right. So we decided to visit the encampments to better understand how these cleanup efforts will affect its residents. That's where we met Shelley Byers and Kurt Johnson. Shelley has been living in the Triangle Park encampment for a little over a month, while Kurt has been there since last summer. After they offered us some chairs to sit in, they explained that they may not be able to get food, water, and other items from the organizations and people that help them if the encampment is cleared, because it will be more difficult to locate them.
Yeah, well, it messes with our people that are trying to help us, people that bring resources to us.
People that bring resources and stuff through here.
Yeah.
Like, there's people that come through here and really help us out.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well,
we get attached to them, they get attached to us, and then suddenly we're all over the place trying to find somewhere to live.
Something important to mention is that whether officials can even clear homeless encampments is up for debate right now. Monday, April 22nd, the Supreme Court heard arguments in a case deciding if banning homeless encampments is against the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution, which prohibits cruel and unusual punishment. The majority of justices seem to side with the city that seeks to fine and ticket unhoused people sleeping in public, while liberal justices were more sympathetic to the residents themselves. During the hearing, crowds of housing advocates protested against the proposed fines outside the building. Right now, the encampment in Triangle Park is technically illegal, according to a federal regulation that bans camping in park areas of the National Capital Region, which includes D.C. and bordering parts of Maryland and Virginia. Similarly, the Supreme Court case will determine if tickets and fines for camping are constitutional.
Why should they be able to punish people for living outside? I mean, people have lived outside since the beginning of time. People all over the world live outside. This is technically God's house. God made the outside world, right? Why shouldn't we be able to live in it? And you're keeping the very institutions that are keeping us, most everybody I've met, I'm not going to say every single person, but most of them that are outside have been hardworking, productive members of society. I've worked my whole life too. And then you're keeping us from what's ours, and then you're going to turn around and punish us for it? How is that right? It's not. You know, this is all about keeping somebody under thumb.
When we were speaking with Shelley and Kurt, Shelley also said that she has been in homeless encampments that officials have cleared before, including McPherson Square, which was cleared last February and forced about 70 residents to relocate. She said residents usually don't move their belongings until officials arrive for the cleanup, which for Triangle Park is slated to be around 10 a.m. on May 15th, according to the notices.
I've been through multiple, and we don't bother doing shit until the morning of when they show their faces, you know, because then we have usually about 2 hours. I think they posted a time. Mm-hmm. But when they show their faces, like at McPherson, none of us touched our shit. Most of us didn't touch ours until they showed up that morning. Mm-hmm. But they had us fenced off and everything. Once you went over that fence, they wouldn't let you come back and get any of your stuff.
After speaking with Shelley and Kurt, we found out that members of the Foggy Bottom community are actively taking action against the clearing of the encampment. Yannick Omichten, the Advisory Neighborhood Commissioner for ANC 2A01, which the encampment is part of, proposed a resolution at last Wednesday's ANC meeting against the clearing of Triangle Park. The resolution, which commissioners passed unanimously, urges NPS and DC officials not to move forward with clearing the encampment until all residents can find sustainable housing.
And I actually had the opportunity to speak with Commissioner Omichten to better understand his vision for the encampment. He said part of why he introduced the resolution is because ANC 2A has a history of using its powers to stand up for the unhoused community. While the formal powers of ANCs are few, district agencies must give, quote, great weight to ANC resolutions and consult ANCs of district actions within their boundaries.
I don't think that a resolution is going to necessarily stop the encampment clearing on its own. Mm-hmm. DC officials can take a look at that and do what they want. I think what's really going to stop it is when DC officials understand that the ANC resolution represents a movement of people within our ANC, a movement of neighbors, a movement of residents, of commissioners, of people also across the city who simply don't want to see the same kind of tired, traumatic policies be reused without any evidence of success.
Commissioner Omichten told me that at least 10 of the residents of the Triangle Park encampment also lived in the McPherson Square encampment before it was cleared last February, just a 22-minute walk northeast of Triangle Park. As I said before, Shelley is one of those people.
Encampment clearings, especially when they are not coupled with some kind of immediate housing program, just result in unhoused people being displaced to another part of the city. So the closure of that encampment meant that people moved into other parts of the city, including in Foggy Bottom, and now they're going to be displaced again, and they're going to move into a different part of the city. And that cycle is just going to continue. And as an ANC, we have a responsibility to speak up and say, this is enough. Like, we've had it with this. The buck has to stop somewhere, you know? And the cycle has to be interrupted somewhere at some point. And we say, now is the time.
And another reason Commissioner Omichten brought up for why officials should cancel the encampment clearing is because there aren't enough sustainable housing options for unhoused people yet. And during the Supreme Court's hearing on Monday, justices argued repeatedly that addressing homelessness is a jurisdiction-specific policy problem, not one for the courts. In the case of Foggy Bottom, Commissioner Omichten said that officials opening the Aston earlier, a non-congregate homeless shelter north of campus slated to open in August, would make a dent in solving the housing option shortage.
It would be wonderful if people living in the encampments in ANC 2A were able to move into the Aston to have a shot at permanent housing, right? A ton of people who live in the encampments would be eligible for the Aston. And if the Aston opened tomorrow, the population of the encampment could go from 40 people, 45, however many are there right now, to like 10 or 15. I could really confidently say that. And then with those 10 or 15 remaining, we could certainly find money in the budget to get them temporary vouchers to use at apartments around D.C., 1-year leases with those temporary vouchers while they're in the process of getting assigned to a permanent voucher. And these are solutions that have been used in the district before. They've been tried and tested.
Commissioner Omichten told me that a lot of residents of encampments around D.C. and in ANC 2A feel a lack of trust towards the city because of the regular encampment clearings. He said he hopes the district uses common sense and considers the people living in encampments when making decisions regarding them in the future.
And thank you to Commissioner Omichten for speaking with us. As I mentioned earlier, the commissioner's resolution was passed last Wednesday, giving officials time to look it over before the encampment clearing date of May 15th. And that's all we have for this week's episode.
We'll see you next time.